Thank you all very much. I know it's the holiday season, and you've got to do shopping, and a lot of you are working and want to spend time with your families. But I want to say thank you for coming in for this special session. And I also want to thank you for having the fortitude to put a good budget together last year, which did two good things. One is you have a surplus to work with. And the second thing is you have the largest rainy day fund in state history. And I want to thank you for doing that. And let me tell you, during the past year, it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained, and it rained. In Lumberton, in Fayetteville, here in Raleigh, in Tarboro, in Princeville, in Greenville, in Fair Bluff, in Kinston, in Windsor for the second time, in Clinton, the towns go on and on and on. Along our three major river basins, we had the most disastrous issues that these towns have ever faced in their history. And in North Carolina's history, this was the worst natural disaster in our state history. And it prolonged over a two-week period, just the impact of the storm itself called Hurricane Matthew. A hurricane that was supposed to turn off into the ocean in Charleston, beyond Charleston, South Carolina. But guess what? God threw us a curveball. And the curveball hit North Carolina. But what God also understood is North Carolina are the most resilient people in the United States of America. And they can withstand anything. And they're also going to rebuild and make sure our lives and our state are even stronger after this tremendous, tremendous natural disaster. And again, I want to thank you for helping with this. I also want to thank so many people who helped with this hurricane. First of all, the sheriffs, the county emergency operations officials, the mayors, the county commissioners, Red Cross, the Baptist men, the Salvation Army, every faith organization in eastern North Carolina, my emergency operations team, which is the best operations team in the United States of America, led by Mike Sprayberry. Y'all need to give him a round of applause. Mike. And I also want to recognize some other people here that deserve your applause, because after the hurricane hit, we started immediate recovery. Mike Sprayberry and his team, and then Thomas Stiff, my chief of staff, Ann Faircloth, Steve Wordsworth, Vanessa Harrison, Drew Heath, my budget director. We immediately began assembling a plan to get recovery back to North Carolina. Now, during this time where we were planning for the recovery of all the towns throughout eastern North Carolina, what happened? Another natural disaster called wildfires. We literally had California wildfires come to North Carolina. And I'm telling you right now, the first responders, like the first responders in the east, the first responders in the west, were true heroes. They did not get any sleep for 2.5 to 3 weeks under very treacherous conditions. They saved Chimney Rock. They saved Bat Cave. They saved Franklin. They saved Hayesville. They saved Blowing Rock. They saved Marion. Had these firefighters, volunteer firefighters, and firefighters from out throughout the nation not did what they did, we would have had the same type of disasters that Tennessee had several weeks later. And they deserve a round of applause either, our first responders from both the east and the west. That's the big picture. The reason I brought you here this holiday season back to Raleigh is because there are human stories behind every one of those floods. Thousands of human stories behind every one of these floods. And sadly, the people impacted by this flood were typically the poorest of the poor or the people who could least afford it. These are small businessmen and women. These are people that live in trailers. These are people who live in mobile homes, and these are people who live in apartments. These are people that barely were keeping their head above the economic waters of living day to day. But their houses and their apartments, their mobile homes were flooded with very little notice. Or when they were given notice, they abandoned them and then came back 2 weeks later and saw that their houses and their homes were destroyed forever. In fact, some of them have yet to return inside their homes because there are such hazardous conditions from an environmental standpoint. And these people are hurting as we speak. And now during the Christmas holidays, now when the cold weather is finally coming to North Carolina, now is the time for action to help these people who cannot help themselves and who are in desperate straits. And that's why I called you back to this session. And we've split up this proposal into five major areas. One, and the most important, is to provide people with a roof over their head and heat and shelter. And a lot of these people, first of all, they were moved to shelters. Thousands of people were moved to gyms throughout eastern North Carolina, gymnasiums or other types of shelter, under very, very difficult circumstances. FEMA was working great with us. They did a super job. We moved them to hotels, or we moved them to rental housing. Some even had to move to Myrtle Beach because we didn't have the hotels. Hotels were flooded in Kinston. The hotels we wanted to move people to were also flooded. Some towns have no hotels to move people to. But the time for people to stay in those hotels, now their time has expired. And we do not want to kick those people out on the street. They don't deserve it. They didn't ask for this storm. They're resilient and they're strong, but we need to help them. And our number one goal is to provide for grants, for rental assistance, construction of new rental units and repairs. And we're also moving in mobile homes into areas that we can. The other area we need to help is our local governments. We need to help them with their school calendars. And we have areas like Lumberton, where I met the school superintendent. His facility was destroyed. In that county, they have no facility right now to meet the superintendent. They've lost several schools in Lumberton, totally destroyed. We need to help these schools that were out day after day after day and help them with the school calendar. And we're going to help them with their schools also. And we need to help them with some of their budgets. We have towns like Fairbluff. Fairbluff is totally destroyed. Totally destroyed. Their main street, the buildings on their main street right now, it would cost $800,000 to repair one building. The building doesn't have a value of $100,000. The mildew is destructive, especially mildew with sewage and environmental chemicals. It's horrible. These local governments that only have a $900,000 a year budgets are underwater. They're not even sure what their population is now in the future. And we need to have a long-term plan to help them and make sure it's a long-term plan in which a future state legislator or a future governor is not going to have to deal with when the next hurricane or flood or wildfire comes. Because it will come. The next 100-year flood will come. Next year, a decade from now, or maybe even 100 years from now. But it will come, so we want to make sure we have good planning. And that's one of the items we want you to spend some money on, is planning for these small towns like a Princeville or a Fairbluff that do not have the expertise or the decision-making background to say, what do we do? Do we rebuild here? Do we move? Do we build differently? These are tough decisions, but they have to be made within a very short period of time, and we need to provide them some planning money. The third thing is economic development and stabilization. We've got a lot of businesses that were harmed. Even in towns like Whiteville. Whiteville, North Carolina, was a stream going down downtown and literally flooded every business in downtown Whiteville. And by the way, one of the reasons it flooded, which is part of our package, is they believe it's part of the Beaver Dam issue. The Beaver Dams right outside of Whiteville have become so abundant right now, that was probably one of the major reasons for the flooding in Whiteville. And we had other towns along the Black River that flooded, small intersection towns that probably flooded because of all the debris in the Black River. And we've got to figure out, is that going to happen again when we have the next rain in the Black River? and the Tar River and all the other rivers that were impacted by this. So we have debris issues there. And the last is to fill in the gaps where the federal government, the local government, and the private sector can help. You know, we have all these rules of bureaucracy. We'd go to these community-wide meetings, Mr. Chairman. We'd have these community-wide meetings, and the individuals would come and speak at the microphone and said, my water in my house was only this high, and it had to be this high to get federal help. Now, try explaining that to someone who's lost their house because the water was within inches of what the regulations require. Those are the gaps that we're looking to fill to help these people because they have nowhere to go. Nowhere to go as we speak. So that's why, as governor, I called you in. You have to see it to believe it. You have to experience it to believe it. We have videos, by the way, we'd love to share with you of when it was at the worst of the worst. But even now, if you go inside some of these houses, whether it be in Fayetteville or Lumberton or Greenville, I'd recommend you don't walk in because there are environmental hazards. It's dangerous. So we need to make the best long-term and short-term decisions, but we have to do it with a sense of urgency because we're talking about human lives. And it could happen to any of us. So here, while we're in the state capitol enjoying a fairly nice winter day and in comfortable settings, there are people that are hurting as we speak. So have a sense of urgency, have a sense of compassion, and also think long-term that your decisions will not only impact in the positive aspect of a human life today, but will also have long-term, sustainable, resilient results for future generations, which will make North Carolina even stronger. It's an honor. Thank you, and God bless each one of you for your hard work and your public service. God bless each one of you.